Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our...
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for being on hold, madam. This is Eric. You are talking to the technical support of eBay. How are you?
Good.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Now, I believe you got any voice message through eBay for a payment of $299. So, did you done the purchase of an eBay gift card from your number, which ends with 0580? So, do you wish to continue with this payment?
No, I don't, because I didn't order it.
You didn't order it. So, madam, as we are suspecting, we are, like, the payment which is going on from your number is a fraud payment. So, I believe you wish to cancel the payment right now at the moment?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So, let me tell you, to cancel the suspicious payment, our technical server of eBay will need to send you a secure 9-digit cancellation code into your cell phone now. Once you will receive this code, we will simply stop this payment and give you the refund directly to your account, all right?
Yep.
All right, so will you confirm it to me, ma'am? What kind of cell phone do you use from your side? Is it an Android cell phone or an iPhone?
iPhone.
It's an iPhone, okay. Now, first of all, ma'am, I will tell you how you can get the 9-digit cancellation code. So first of all, I want you to open up your App Store application from your cell phone now. Open up your App Store. Okay. Now, once you open the App Store, can you see the very right-hand side bottom, there's an option say search?
Yes.
Now, on that search, ma'am, I just want you to type in there the letter A, A as an apple, A there.
Yes.
After A, it's N for November, type N.
Yes.
After N, it's Y as in yellow, type Y.
Yeah.
After Y, it's D as in David, type D.
Yeah.
After D, it's E as in Edward, type E.
Yeah.
After E, it's S as in sugar, type S.
Yeah.
After S, then type K as in kilo, type K.
Yeah.
Now, will you read out for me, ma'am, what did you type in there exactly?
Any bit?
Yes. Now, after that, I just want you to give a click on search and then confirm me what can you see in your screen now.
Desktop.
Yep. Okay, now do you see any first option says any desk, the fast remote, the first one?
Any desktop, that's all I see.
Yeah, that's what you see, right? Now, over there, did you see any option says get? I just want you to click on get from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you click on get, it will be asking you to install it. Now, once you click on install, you will be simply download this application, and through this, you will be getting a cancellation code. Now, what do you see now?
Nothing, because I'm a bit suspicious about doing it, that's all.
Why are you getting suspicious? I don't understand.
Because I'm not sure whether it's paper, I mean, eBay.
Right now, ma'am, you are talking with eBay, and the application which you are installing at the moment, it is being directly given to you by the eBay server. And the 9-digit code which you are getting, ma'am, once you will getting the number, we will sending you a server notification directly from the eBay server. You will get to see the notification coming up from the eBay server, and through this you can verify that you are talking with eBay directly.
Yeah.
Okay, so now tell me, what can you see just screen at the moment, ma'am?
I'm just trying to... I forgot my password. So.
Yeah, all right. No worries, put it down.
Oh. Yeah, I've just installed it. So.
What do you see now?
It's installing at the moment.
Okay, take your time then. Yep.
Your address,
right? Now, this is a 9-digit cancellation code which has been provided to you directly from eBay. So now, first, I want you to write this number in a piece of a pen and a paper first. Because from this number, we are canceling the fraud payment which is going on.
Okay.
Now, first, just confirm me the number which you see from there. Just confirm me the number.
901-154-821.
It's 901, then 154 after that.
821.
821, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, first of all, let me tell you what we are doing is we are activating the security into your cell phone. Now, once the eBay server will activate the security, the server will sending you a notification. That notification has been clearly given to you to stop the fraudsters, okay? Now, once you will get the notification will come up like a security warning, okay? Now, what you have to do is you don't have to read the whole message. Just look at the very bottom of that message. You can see two options. One is I am aware of the risk, and another option that you have to accept the security. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. So once you see this security warning option, just let me know.
Is it coming to my email or?
No. It will be coming up into your any desk. Is your any desk is open?
Yeah,
it doesn't come up. Yeah, just open up the AnyDesk.
Yeah, I've just clicked on it and opened it up, yes.
Okay. Now, just wait. Shortly, it will be coming up to your screen now. Now, did you see it's coming up now?
Another person would like to access your device.
Yes, now just go to the very, very bottom. You would get to see the small checkbox. Says, I am aware of the risk. Click on the checkbox, and at the bottom you can see another option says accept. Click on accept so that we will activate the security.
Yeah, it's not yet good.
All right. Now what can you see at the very bottom? Tell me.
Still not yet good.
Okay. Now, do you see at the very, very bottom a small checkbox? Says, I am aware of the risk, a small white checkbox. Yeah, click on the checkbox first, and then just click on accept so that we will activate the security.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now what can you see?
Screen broadcast.
Screen broadcast. And do you see any option say start broadcast over there?
Start broadcast unlisted.
Yes, click on that start broadcast, and then leave your screen. Don't touch anything. Because the security will be activated. Now, don't touch it. Leave your screen as it is. All right? All right? What I want you to do, I want you to simply minimize your screen and come to your normal screen where you see your all the applications. Just simply minimize it. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now just swipe it from the very bottom to top where you can see all your applications. All right, now first of all, what we are doing is we are simply telling you how you can stop this fraudsters. Now first of all, just simply go to your mobile phone settings. Go to your mobile phone settings.
Yeah.
Okay, now first of all, can you see the top of your settings where you can see your all your name? Do you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Now, first of all, just see your every information that any suspicious thing is attached with your information or not, like any like fake Apple ID or something like that is connected over there or not. Check your email is properly connected.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you see that is suspicious to you, just let me know.
No.
Nothing at all, right? Okay. Can you go to the very, very top? Can you go to the very, very top? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Now, first of all, I want you to simply show you what exactly the problem is going on. Now, will you confirm it to me? Recently, did you share your any information to any unknown caller or any unknown person who doesn't know about it or anything which you make suspicious to you?
No.
Nothing at all. Okay. Now, first of all, ma'am, what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to put the security. Now, can you go back from this page? Simply go back.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, once again, can you see the very left-hand side top? You can see the option says settings. I want you to click on settings from there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just scroll down the settings, and over there you can see the option says display and brightness. Do you see that option? Go to the display and brightness if you see the option. Okay. Now, just scroll down the display and brightness. You will get to see another option says auto lock. Do you see that? Auto lock.
Yes.
Yeah. Click on auto lock and select the option which you can see that is never. Click on that never. Okay. Now, swipe your screen from the very bottom to top and once again come back to your normal home screen. Now, what we have to do is we have to show you how would we deactivate those fraudsters. Now, first of all, I want you to open up your Safari browser directly. Open up your Safari. Okay. Now, on the Safari, I just want you to simply type in there, M as in mother, Y in yellow, then give it space, then type number one, P for Peter, give a space, and then type address location, my 1P address location, that is your IP address location. Okay. Now, first of all, do you see the first option over there, like what is my IP address location? Do you see that? Find out.
Yeah,
click on that. The first option, if you see. First of all, I believe you can see your IP address, which is exactly which you can see in your screen. And if you can see the IP address, I believe you can see just below the IP address, there is a red line is written over there, something in very small. I believe, can you read out for me what is exactly written so you understand what is exactly going on?
Your online activity can be seen by your internet server provider and anyone else.
Yeah. Now, do you understand what exactly is going on? Like, some of the fraudsters are getting into your cell phone and doing this fraudulent activity without your knowledge and your authorization. And due to this reason, you are being charged for this fraud payment, which we need to cancel, ma'am. Okay? So now, in the meantime, ma'am, what we have to do is we have to cancel the payment. And to do that, we have to send you a cancellation request of the payment into your banking. Okay? What you have to do is you have to simply log into your account and check any cancellation request payment has been received in your account or not. Okay? So just check anything you will receive for any payment cancellation.
In what way?
All right. If you receive anything, not at all, simply check any request has been come up or not. All right?
No.
Okay, so now if you see nothing,
beg your pardon? Hello? Hello.